Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, Jen Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning. A football Friday, a special football Friday into the divisional round of the playoffs. The Eagles, of course, and the Rams on Sunday. Snow, a real possibility of victory, a strong possibility. Look, we'll talk about it all show. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to the game coming up in 2 hours. So at 8 o'clock today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Eagles and the Rams. Of course, a spot for you available and a spot in the NFC Championship available for the winner of this game. So a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Of course, Borgata, our home base on Friday mornings. Richie Rich, good morning.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Johnny.
Donald Duck's middle name is Fauntleroy.
Now, where was that? Like in a book or something?
Yes, in
is
a book.
Is that French?
Fauntleroy. Not sure. But it's a lot more exotic than Donald.
It is.
I would say.
Or Duck.
Yes.
Fauntleroy.
At least we know he's a duck, unlike Jessica Rabbit, who was, what, not a rabbit? Is that what it was?
She's human, Joe.
She's very human, just drawn.
But she married a rabbit, and then hence Rabbit. Is that... That was the deal, right?
I guess you got so. There, buddy.
Well, it's Roger, she married
that
Roger.
Confused
so,
you the way that it did.
It just, look, humans get confused sometimes. Rabbits get confused.
No.
Not about this.
Not most.
Animes
not
get
most
confused.
Humans.
Now, in Joe's defense, I think a lot of people get confused about Jessica Rabbit.
Thank you.
No. Maybe if you just hear the name Jessica Rabbit.
Are you confused about Jessica Rabbit?
Why is her name Jessica Rabbit?
Because she's married to Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
The last name is Rabbit.
Correct.
Well, that confusing.
Look.
All right, Devin Winstrop of the week on Friday morning. Hello to you.
Joe,
right.
I'm defending
Listen, I appreciate it, but that was the exact trap I fell into. So anyway. All right. So let's
and
rub
he
it up.
Did.
No, I know exactly.
Oh, man.
Now two
how
of us have.
You?
All right, so look, 215-592-9494. What a day. I mean, what a weekend, right? I mean, four NFL games, and, you know, Monday you'll get the college football national championship. But the big one for us is Eagles-Rams. Let's just be real. It's a game the Eagles should win. I'll tell you right out of the gate, it's a game I expect the Eagles to win. We want to hear from you today, your enthusiasm, your excitement, what gives you confidence, what gives you concern. Obviously, the snow factor. You know, if you're going to be headed down to the game, we'd love to hear from you. We hope you scream your freaking face off. So all of it, 215-592-9494. You know, I'm not going to deviate really much at all from where I was last week entering that game, Eagles-Packers, and telling you my main thoughts on this one. I mean, it's really almost like rinse-repeat from my end. One, I expect the Eagles to win. Two, let me tell you the things I'd like to see them do that. Same list as last week. Run Saquon a lot, meaning lean on him even more, which they actually did not last week. I mean, not a ton of carries for Gainwell, but you felt like they could have if they had to. Kind of didn't maybe have to in the fourth quarter. All right, run Saquon a lot. Jalen, run a lot, including early and often. Don't be afraid. Don't wait. I think he's at his best when he runs and has the threat of the run. So put that out there early. And one that I'll add, I didn't say last week in this form, like on the Friday morning before the show, but I said it a lot last week, and I've said it a lot this week, and I'll put it in my bullet points for the start of the show. Coach around Jake Elliott. Coach around him. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I don't know that you go for that 45-yard field goal on 4th and 6. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. You got to feel that out. But what would normally be, yeah, I'm definitely kicking it, I don't think necessarily should be. And I hope with Sirianni it won't be. So look, I mean, I think for the most part, Eagles play their style of game. Eagles win. And I do think the Eagles win. Your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, 215-592-9494. Now, the Kellen Moore thing does concern me. If you don't know, Kellen Moore with not one, not two, but three interviews over the next 2 days.
And how is that not taking him away in any way from his responsibilities getting ready for this game? We were fed this line long ago with Jonathan Gannon, how it didn't affect him. And this is a crock. The three interviews, you can't tell me he is not getting deeply immersed in tape to see what he's going to talk about these interviews.
I agree.
Now, I know that the coaches, it was like they were diving in deep on Monday and Tuesday and then Wednesday when they're teaching the game plan, Thursday when it's the game plan specific, goal line, short yardage, third down. Man, but just to be able to have three interviews with three different teams that you're preparing for three different presentations, essentially, it doesn't seem right.
It's not appropriate.
The NFL needs to figure out a way to I understand that some of this might tie into the whole balance, the way that they see parity, the way that they see the bad teams maybe a little more able to interview the good coaches than the good teams are able, and maybe that's why they do it this way, but I think the system needs to be addressed.
I agree with
this
that.
Offseason.
No, I agree with that, John. How much does it concern you?
For this game, I am not concerned. For this game, I'm sorry that we have to end what is a nice story and situation for their team. I hate what's going on with the fires, and I love the way a team can bring a city together. We have to end that. Our team has to end that. And, the truth is Vic Fangio is going to force Matt Stafford to get it out quickly and consistently, and he's not going to be able to resist taking too big a bite a couple times, and we'll take advantage of that. Our coverage, stymied Jordan Love in the first round of the playoffs. 12.9 QBR was the lowest of any start in his career. Lowest of any start in his career.
That's wild.
I mean, that's bad. That's a bad game.
Yeah, it is.
And that's because of us. So, and that was with zone coverage on 81% of Jordan Love's dropbacks. Just zone, we know one blitz, and we just shut that offense down. So the coverage is going to be infuriating for Matthew Stafford. And then we're going to punch them in the mouth every single play on the other side of the ball. The toughest offense in run game, they're just going to have to try to stop it. And they're smallish. And we have gigantors up front who maul people. So good luck with that. They're 28th in the NFL in yards before contact per rush. 3.1 yards running backs have gained before contact against this Rams team. Think about that. Think about Saquon getting 3.1 yards of steam built up before anyone touches him. They're 27th in yards per rush, allowing 4.7 per carry, and they're 21st in the NFL in yards per game at 128.7. I know that they're talented. I know that they're young. They got exotic at times with the blitz packages. They had 9 sacks last week, but you're not going to have 9 sacks against Jalen Hurts, and you're not going to be able to hold up against Jalen Hurts. And by the way, I love I love the way Nick Sirianni has practiced this team.
The outdoor thing?
I don't say much that I love about Nick and very often because I'm not exactly sure what I love all the time. I know that this approach, the way he gets them over there on the grass, in the cold, at the stadium they'll play in, he had them hitting. He had them staying out and hitting later than anyone expected. They had to come back in and tell the folks in the locker room who were waiting for the media section, hey, we're running behind. We're hitting too much. That's awesome. And I'm telling you, the weather will make a difference. I know some Eagles players are from places where it doesn't get cold. They'll hate it. I mean, even the Eagles players who are from places where it gets cold, they'll hate it too, but they're used to it. They're accustomed to it, and it will not affect their game negatively. I can't say that with certainty for the Rams. This Rams team is a fair weather, truly fair weather team, and it's hard to play when it's cold. It hurts more, and they're not used to that. It hurts so much more when you hit someone when it's cold.
Well, I'll tell you, John,
some of those guys don't even have that experience under their belts yet.
Yeah, the one thing about the weather, also there's two things about the weather that concern me. Because for the most part, I think it's an advantage for the Eagles. But two things do worry me. One is, you know, I've heard, and John, you've been one of many that have said this through the years, that snow favors offense. Because receivers know where they're going, and it's easier to run forward than backwards. And, you know, like defense, like the Eagles have a better defense, and I don't want the Eagles' defense, you know, mitigated by snow. So that aspect, and then just the unpredictable snow, the slip, the fall, the fumble, the squirt of the ball. Like, when you have the better team, I'd rather it be a cleaner game. And so there is, so, James, does that make sense to you?
So in a lot of cases, it does. I think as a general rule, it does. But I'm much more with Richie in this specific game with this specific team coming across the country to a cold weather game like that, to the snow. Stafford's record's 1-8 in weather games. 1-8. Like, I'm with John. Like, I just think, I think this is a you get outside if you're the Rams and you're like, oh, man. This is a different thing than we're used to. And this Eagles team's used to it, man. They've not only been practicing it, they play in it. It was freaking cold last Sunday.
Yeah,
like, they're used to this. They're not coming off a super emotional high win for a city on a Monday night on a short week. Like, I don't think this could possibly be setting up better for the Eagles.
Well, look, 215-592-9494, your thoughts on this game. In addition to your thoughts, just bring the emotion. As Tony Bruno would say, the alacrity. Seltzer, I still don't even know what alacrity means.
The alacrity. Bring the alacrity.
But he said that, you know, he said that for like 40 years on radio.
A million years.
Speed.
Bring the alacrity. All right.
Speed. Sense of urgency.
Okay, bring the alacrity, the emotion, the fire, but also your perspective on this game. I think, you know, confidence is strongly in the air, as it should be. I do expect the Eagles to win, but what do you make of it? And if you're heading down there, we'd love to hear from you. 215-592-9494. Huge show. It includes Dick Vermeil, it includes Pete DeHammer, it includes Elliot Short Parks, and also your chance at 8 o'clock to win tickets to this monumental game. Win the tickets coming up at 8 o'clock.